buenos días, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estamos?
Hola, buenos días, good morning.
This is Laura with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440 KVON AM, and we are live streaming on KVON.com.
Yes, we are, and as always, y'all know, y'all can head to our Instagram page, La Hora 1440 KVON, La Hora 1440 KVON.
This morning, cold, cold, cold.
Girl,
most
yes.
Definitely.
The little ball on my nose is like red.
I know. I woke up this morning. I'm like, it's 32 degrees. I am not stepping outside.
I did not even want to get outside of my covers. I was like, nope. I lifted it a little bit. I was like, oh, it's cold air out there.
You see, un friazo que estaba haciendo. I believe it was 32 when I woke up this morning. It was, you know, I was out and about yesterday and really late, and it was already 30 degrees by, you know, 10:30 ish or something, you know.
No, not digging it. Ni tampoco en la noche. Yeah. I can't, whether it's at night or even in the morning. I mean, this morning I was like, I'm gonna get up early, I'm gonna get ready and shower, and then I woke up at like 5:30,
nope.
And that's when I felt the cold air, and I was like, a shower right now.
It's funny how you probably do a cold check. You kind of bring the blankets off, and then you bring them right back.
Yeah.
Like, nope, I'm not going out.
I'm like, nope, I'm gonna just put my hair up in a bun. And we're going to call it good.
Ay, pero con este frío, there are plenty of things that we have to do this weekend. We have a couple events, but I'm going to go ahead for all those that are possibly, you know, coming in early and you guys check out before we talk about the events. This Saturday, we have a soccer game. Amistoso with our very own Napa Valley, 1839.
Whoop, whoop.
El America is coming to town. So for all those Americanistas, this Saturday at Memorial Stadium, doors open at 4:30, and kickoff is at what time, Gabriela?
7 p.m. a las 7 de la noche.
Yes.
And as we know, it's going to be really dark at that point and probably freezing.
Yes, bring your blankets.
Bring your cobijas,
comforters,
yes.
Pillows.
I mean, last time, it was March when we went like 7-8 months ago.
And it was warm.
Yes. It, well, kind of, because remember then we were at the bottom like freezing because of the wind.
Yeah, the wind.
It's the wind in that stadium. I know. But y'all got to come because there's a special surprise. We have a phenomenal person singing El Himno Nacional de Mexico.
That's so sweet. So, yeah. So, Napa Valley 1839 was kind enough to reach out, and I will be singing El Himno Nacional Mexicano.
Representing.
So, that is very, very sweet of them. So, you know, before the kickoff, we'll be singing El Himno Nacional. So, allí nos esperamos.
Did you say we'll be singing?
We'll.
I don't know it, though.
You're like,
But yeah. I guess that it's okay to hum. Yeah. It's okay to be the page turner.
Just hold my hand, girl. Hold my hand.
We also have on Sunday, though, another event. You want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes. Yeah, so, tragically, as you all know, the Housley family lost their daughter due to Thousand Oaks shooting. And Vintage High School will be celebrating a live celebration Sunday at Vintage High School at the November 18th at noon. And so they are requesting that everyone wear bright colors. So this
I love
isn't
that.
A, there isn't, this isn't a morning. This is a celebration of life.
I love that.
So at noon, we are all meeting at the big gym. And then I believe after the ceremony, there will be light refreshments at the smaller gym. So we will be there. And we do, myself and Gabriela, you could speak for yourself, but I would like to extend my condolences to the Housley family.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are with them, and may no parent have to go through what they're currently going through. And hopefully we can all come together and create some changes. You know, we've got some pretty great people right now that were elected this year. So a ver qué pasa con eso.
Right.
I do like, though, that they're calling it a celebration of life.
Yes.
Because honestly, like, cuando yo me muera, the way that I want it. So, Mom, if you're listening out there, just so you know, in case me muero antes que ti, lots of tequila shots because it's going to be a celebration of life. Musica, bright colors. I want everybody just having fun, dancing and drinking.
Listen to you. You know, we're talking about motivation.
I need witnesses, eh? Witnesses to what I want done at my funeral.
Okay,
that way
check.
It gets done right.
I wrote a note. No, and that, I think it's it's great. I mean, even when we're alive, I think we should celebrate life.
Of course.
You know, when we do, like, I know birthdays. There was, like, a birthdays or something.
I love celebrating life. Yes.
So speaking about motivation and how you want to celebrate, each morning I just found this amazing app. And so I've been using it for about a year now, and I wanted to share it with everyone. It is called the Shine. Shine is a daily motivational text. And what it does, basically, it kind of gives you a reminder like, hey, by the way, and I just want to tell you what the motivational text was for today. It said, it's never too late to find your flow, even if it's already Thursday. Today, inhale, exhale, and try to focus ritual. And then you
I
know,
love that.
And it's a virtual text. So right after it gives you kind of like that motivational text, it'll tell me how. And so you send that text and then it'll give you the instructions on how to do it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. And so, and if it's much more than that, if it's an article or what have you, then it'll send you to the link to, you know, maybe like, you know, someone's article that they wrote about how to get your.
So this is an app?
It is an app.
It's called Shine.
It's called Shine.
I need to get that. I like the part that they said, it's just the beginning. It's never too late to find your flow, even if it's already Thursday. Because yeah. I'm definitely the type of person that I'm just like, I'll wait until Monday to
Friday.
Start. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I miss going to the gym this week. I was going to start on Monday. And I'm like, oh, guess I got to wait for the next Monday.
Sounds like someone. I've been doing that for like 2 years. I know.
You know, so right here, it's like, girl, it's never too late to find your flow.
No.
Even if it's Thursday.
No, we need to get that flow going like now. Like, that motivational text should be coming in like every hour.
Why haven't I felt you jumping up and down yet? Why are you not at the gym? No, it's funny.
I think it's great. There's another one I'm testing out. Once I test it out completely, I will let you know. And it's just kind of like, hey, I know that, you know, people don't. There are some people that don't need pick-me-ups, but it's really nice to just kind of see that. It makes you think differently mm-hmm. because it's someone else's perspective mm-hmm. coming into your life. And for whatever reason, it just seems like – it's almost like those horoscopes that you're like, oh, my gosh, how do you know I'm going through a moment? You're reading the article of the day like, oh, you're going through a tough time, but you know what? It's going to be okay.
You're like, it's speaking to me.
Right.
Maybe they are, because sometimes I'll be talking about something to somebody, and then an ad will pop up on my phone, and I'm like, excuse me? Like, how did it know that I was just talking about this?
You know, and it can also be
it's
like
freaky.
Certain things or subjects that we look on Google. Like, it's like, how do you know I was looking for those boots? But, you know, you forgot you searched them last week.
That's true, I guess.
And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is freaky.
I know. Something else that's freaky, this story that popped up. Oh, my goodness.
So our first segment, I had to take a deep breath right
I want to use the word bend in here, but I can't.
I know. You know, it was so funny because I was actually I had followed this story a while back, and so really our first segment is called How Not to Get Rich Quick.
Yeah, it's not all that great sometimes.
Right, and so the reason why we picked this topic for the first segment, it's everyone knows of GoFundMe, and so there is a story circulating the internet right now about a couple that helped out a homeless man. So I guess it hit the news. It was pretty well funded, and we'll go through all that in just a minute.
Yeah, it was.
It was heftily funded. And after that, I think that the homeless man had – or the presumably homeless man
yes.
had sued the couple because they did not release the funds to him, and they
Correct.
Kept it.
Correct.
And so that's kind of like, okay, red light there. Yes. And so
– So for people who might not know this story, yes. it was a couple who claimed that they wanted to help out a homeless man who had helped them when their car broke down, and supposedly he had given them his last $20 to help, you know, fill up the car with gas or something like that.
Right.
And then they went on GoFundMe to try to raise money for him so he could, you know, be able to pick himself up, start a new life, and not be living on the streets anymore. But that was a little lie.
Yeah, there is a little lie. And before we spoil the surprise, so we're going back. We just keep going back and back. For those that do not know what GoFundMe is, it is a for-profit crowdfunding platform, and it allows people to raise money for events ranging from like life events, celebrations, mm-hmm. graduations. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people there that are just raising money to go on a trip.
Yeah. And people pay for it sometimes.
Right.
No, it's actually a really great page, though. Some really awesome things come from GoFundMe.
And so it's either from graduations, challenging circumstances, accidents, illnesses. I did go on there, did a little investigation. Forbes mentioned in an article this past summer that, you know, one of three campaigns through GoFundMe are medical costs, which is kind of sad because that obviously tells you that our insurance is just, you know, to shit. Excuse me. Yeah. There you go. There are over 250,000 medical campaigns per year.
That is wild.
Raising lotto amounts of money, $650 million a year.
These are hardworking Americans that cannot afford to pay for medical bills. And but look at how cool that is. People around the world just like, let me give you a helping hand because clearly this country ain't taking care of me.
I'm going to open a GoFundMe account for myself.
I know. I'm like, I need a vacation.
I'm kidding.
No, it is great, though. I mean, that right there is insane to me. 650 million millones de dólares.
Yeah. So, you know, I've used GoFundMe for, I know that a friend of mine who has now passed, I helped, you know, form a campaign for himself. And then, you know, I thought it was wonderful. And so the Napa community actually donated for his cause, which
raised
amazing amounts of money, which is really like, really, I did that? Really, just with putting a profile up.
Exactly. So. No, and that's what it is, you know, and especially with all these fires happening, a lot of people are also, you know, creating GoFundMe pages for just people that have lost their homes, that are literally starting from ground zero again.
Right. So, I mean, you know, walk us through, Gabriela. Walk us through. Bring us home on this.
Let's bringing it on home. This couple, let me tell you, they're so wild. So, okay, so how you want to know how much money they raised? They literally did it within a 9-month period. Their goal was $10,000.
That's crazy.
You know, literally within that 9 months, over 14,000 people donated to that page, raising well over $400,000. I mean, like, nomás querían 10 y agarraron 400.
I'm just
like, oh my gosh, that's insane to me. But what's even crazier is that then you have this homeless man who then is just like, hold on a second, like, you're giving me chump change compared to, like, what you're making. Because the couple is pocketing, actually, the majority of the money because they want to live a lifestyle that clearly they can't afford to, you know, be keeping up with. So then here they are, you know, trying to take money away from him that they supposedly raised for him. And then turns out, this is what I don't get. This man is so dumb. Like, granted, yes, like, I would be upset if someone was raising money for me.
Yeah.
And then, like, they were keeping all of it. But then this fool seriously thinks that by opening up the case and exposing them that he's not going to get in trouble, because then they found out that overall all three of them conspired to go ahead and put that page up. And I guess like none of it was actually even true anymore at all.
At all.
It was literally just a hoax to get people to literally pay into them just living a lavish lifestyle.
To get rich quick.
But guess what? Now you face in charges on theft, on conspiracy and deception. Like, oh, you about to go to jail.
I'm laughing at
karma's like, a what? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Most definitely. So, I just wanted to bring this up because we always want to make a buck. I get it. Work your butt off. Work hard.
Californians all have that side hustle, but don't let it be this one.
Don't let it be this one. I'm going to side hustle GoFundMe account. No. Come on.
Or if you are, be honest about it. Hey, maybe you'll still get someone to fund you.
Oh, my gosh. No, see, estamos hablando of GoFundMe and this for-profit. We know it's a for-profit, but it's a for-profit for GoFundMe, not for the people that are trying to fundraise. So,
yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's very, very sad. You know, you...
Actually, a lot of innocent people like kindness from strangers, and then you know you wonder why la gente no quiere confiar en, you know, cuando alguien está pidiendo por ayuda en whatever certain program or something. You're just like, I have to do research, like hella tough and whatnot.
You know, I was I was debating on this, and it's like, how do you address something like this? And it, like you said, hay gente que don't want to donate anymore. They don't know what's real, what is fake. You know, it's really hard.
You have to do hours of research.
Right.
Yeah. I remember I almost invested in a company one time and ended up finding out that they were being sued by like four other entities at that time for, I don't know, I guess making something seem one way when in reality it was something else. And I was like, oh, wow, I'm really glad I looked into this.
Yeah, so if you're just tuning in, we're talking about what's circulating through the news about a couple and a supposedly, I'm doing quotes over here, a supposedly homeless man that had kind of started a GoFundMe account. 15,000 people donated within a 9-month period.
Yep.
Their goal was 10,000, right?
Yep.
Y que juntaron aproximadamente, what is that, $400,000. And ends up being that all three of them hoaxed everyone.
Literally.
They had their house raided.
They had their house raided. There was like news people out there being like, where'd the money go? And it's like, porque ya no lo tienen. Like, I'm like, how do you just make, if you were going to do that, make it last at least.
No.
I don't even know.
I was going to ask, like, what are they going to do with the money?
No one can find it. They probably bought a house and cars and now they're going to get it repossessed. And I don't know.
Amazing.
Well, so those you reap what you sow.
Right. It's very, very hard to even, like you said, you got to investigate for hours on end. But even then, what would you have found out about this couple, you know,
that's
3 hours?
That's
you
true.
Would've just,
this page is specifically because people go on there with, like, good intentions of thinking that they're actually going to be helping somebody that really needs some help.
And really, it discouraged those 15,000 donors from going to someone else's page and actually donating to something that was legit, you know?
Yep.
That's crazy.
I know.
That is so crazy.
I know. I mean, unless somebody gave 50 cents, then they're not that discouraged. But hey,
every
penny counts.
Donation's a donation. Every donation counts. That's for darn sure. So GoFundMe again, I would say, you know, man, how would you investigate something like that, you know? I mean, because you get bad rap for it.
Yeah.
Say you're the owner of GoFundMe. It's like, oh, I'm not even going to your page no more because look at what's going on.
I don't even know. Did they even release like a press statement or anything about it? Just trying to, you know tell other people that come onto their page with good intentions like, hey, like, I'm sorry. This ain't never going to happen again.
You know, I haven't heard anything.
Hmm.
I haven't heard anything. When I was looking up the article, all it came... Everything that's coming up is, you know, the New Jersey couple.
Yes,
you know,
the scandal.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, el escándalo.
I'm sure you probably have to go into these articles from like NBC, ABC, whatever, and says, oh, you know, GoFundMe was unavailable for comments. Or something.
Probably.
You know, I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying that possibly that's what's going on.
People are wild.
I swear.
I'm just like, I never heard about a Latino doing something like that, you know?
Oh, no. we got other stuff.
We're not all perfect.
I know. I know. Nobody's perfect. And I guess, you know, it's hard times.
It is hard times.
It's hard times.
And that's my other thing is expensive. I can't even judge because it's like, I don't know what they were going through. I mean, maybe, you know, like they really are just horrible people that are scamming everybody, but maybe they're just going through hard times. But if you are going through hard times and you know there's a page like GoFundMe that exists for people going through hard times, why not be blatantly honest and transparent?
Right.
You already know people are going to help you if you can. So that's what makes me think they had zero good intentions at all.
Right. You manipulate the page as you want. You tell them the story and you want to let them know that, hey, I'm going through hard times and, you know, ayúdame or help me out with this or that. And, you know, people donate if they want. Would it have been funded $402?
No.
$402,000? Excuse me. Yeah, probably not. It probably would have reached maybe like a $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
Which is generous enough.
Yes.
Who's going to just give out $7,000?
Exactly.
Shoot, I need $7,000 right now.
What bills you got to pay?
I know.
Like that meme that's circulating right now. It's like, for Christmas, all I want is someone to pay my bills. And I was like, I feel you on that.
I know. Does that include business expenses? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. Well, this ends our first segmento of La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440. So please stay tuned on our second segmento. We're going to talk about fire advisory, air quality, and also those respiratory, those voluntary use of respirators. And there was a Cal OSHA report yesterday. So just kind of want to mention for those employers and maybe those employees that are out there that just want to mention some safety concerns with your employer. So please stay tuned. And welcome back. This is your host, Isela Martin.
And your co-host, Gabriela Fernandez.
This is La Hora with Isela.
Hey, Gabriela.
On 1440 AM.
That's right.
You guys are late, by the way, if you're just tuning in.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, hello. We start a las 9 de la mañana, so, ¿sabes qué? No sean los latinos típicos que llegan tarde a todo, ¿eh? I'm just kidding.
¿Saben qué? Debemos, nosotros ya sabemos que corremos tarde. I think it should be a good idea to just, you know, backtrack that relojito maybe like 20 minutes. 20 minutes, because everyone runs 20 minutes late. Oh, I'm 10 minutes away. No, you're not. You're like 30. I'm like, isn't that funny when someone's, oh, I'm right around the corner.
I'm already on my way and they haven't even left their
house yet. I know.
Yet.
I'm on my way. You think you're on your way because you're trying to go where you need to go. Our first segment, though, we talked about how not to get rich quick.
It's not all cracked out how it's made up to be.
Given the news right now about GoFundMe, there was three individuals that tried to scam, or they did scam,
excuse me.
I'm going to actually round up 15,000 donors within a 9-month period.
So sad.
Yes. And they scammed for about $400,000. New Jersey couple and a supposed homeless man. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. So, qué bueno que los agarraron, because that is karma.
Yes, that is.
Yes, we're all hustling here. Nosotros trabajamos el diario, and I'll be the one to tell you, myself, I work hard, and I do not like undeserved and scamming people for their money.
No, not at all. Not at all. That's not the right way to go about doing things.
But our segundo segmento of conversaciones, and I'm now clearing my throat. So we want to
It is being affected by all this smoke.
I know.
I swear my throat this whole week has been like, help me.
Yes. It's like, when did you start smoking? At what age?
I sound, certain days this week, I sounded like I just finished smoking like a pack of cigarettes or something. I'm like, ew, this is so nasty. Pero ahí voy, sin mi máscara.
I know. That is the darn truth.
I know.
So our segundo conversaciones is about fire advisory and the air quality that's out there. I know that, you know, under NVUC, a lot of people, I've seen that, you know, Napa Valley Unified School District was getting a lot of shames on Twitters and all this stuff. And like, oh my gosh, they only care about money. I'm going to say something because I'm coming out to the defense, and anybody can talk to me, text me, send me an email about your concerns about air quality and our children. I am going to let you know that if you would have read the entire article at the very bottom, it does say that school was optional, whether you wanted to keep your child or not from home. But they were just letting you know that school was going to run regardless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like if you read the first two sentences and that's all you got and you left the page and you were pissed off, if you would have continued reading on, it was an option.
There should be no reason why anyone should be mad when at the end of the day they're just informing people that, hey, we're still going to have school,
right.
But if you want to keep your kids home, you can keep your kids home. As a teacher, if I wanted to stay home, can I stay home?
I think that was an option as well.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. There you go. But at the same time, you know what? I don't. Like, what are your kids going to do at home that's not different from them being inside of a classroom? Because they spend, like, 2 minutes walking to their next class? Like, I don't know. For me,
I could say a lot of things, but I'll do it off the air. I'm on the school board, so.
But this is the La Hora hat that you're wearing right now.
I know.
The school board, like, the school board hat can wait. No, just
kidding.
Yeah,
no, and I'll get blasted. We have a meeting. We have a meeting tonight, so. So there will be a lot of public comment about what I say today on the air. So, but yes, I do completely understand. You know, there were some kids let me just say that there was a couple of profiles showing people that were vaping, and these were the comments that were left. And I said, well, okay, vaping.
Oh, yeah.
Going to school and smoking. back in circumstances. So I'm kind of like, okay. Anyway, turn the page. I'm getting off that because I will sit here and get angry. And
but it's so not, true. I literally drive around and I still see people windows down with their huge vape pens. And some of them are kids. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's totally fabulous for your lungs right now.
Right. So right now, everyone, like we started mentioning at the very beginning, that it's been like super cold this morning. If you turn on your heater, there is no way that your heater can recycle the air. If you're using your heater right now and you notice a slight cough, it's just making you cough very lightly, not very hoarsely per se. That means you are having carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh my gosh.
So turn off those heaters. I'm sorry, you're going to freeze in your car. I've been doing it all since the fire started. A lot of people don't know that. It's just a safety little thing that I'm giving.
Wait, are you saying that we shouldn't have our heaters going while we're driving?
Correct.
Because why?
Because you can't recycle the air inside your vehicle. So it can't slurp in something recycle. You're poisoning yourself.
Oh my gosh, I've been having my heater blasting. I was actually wondering too while I was driving to work. I was like, I wonder if this is safe for me to be doing this.
Yeah, nope.
Oh, that's so cold.
I know. You're a blanket. A comforter.
I need one of those estecos because de remate, you know, the big, heavy, thick Mexican ones to just carry with me in the car then.
And we call them Mexican blankets. I think we're just famous for them, and they were made in China, though. So. I know, but it's like,
really though, I was like, why are we famous for them? But really though, we are. Everybody knows, like, mi cobija mexicana, that's the thick one with the el tigre on it.
Yeah, the tiger, a unicorn, with the waterfall in the back.
Oh, no.
Or just, you know, a famous character that's a little distorted slightly. It's like, is that? That's not a Disney blanket. Because Mickey Mouse looks a little scary. I'm sorry. All right, we're way off topic. We can go on.
I know. We're over here talking about fires and then Mexican blankets.
Fun quote. Oh, my gosh. So yesterday, Kalosha issued a wildfire advisory, and it was really like, it's concerning because the thing is that we think, oh, well, we're just going to peek in and out of, you know, una bodega de vino or a winery, or, you know, I'm just going to give a respirator to one of our employees. And honestly, with that said, it's not always good, even if you have a respirator. So, for example, let's just say, for instance, you work for me, Gabriela, and we were working outside, whether we're just laborers doing construction or what have you. And I gave you a respirator and say, wear it because, you know, the conditions out here are pretty extreme. It's not mandatory to wear it, but I want to protect you.
Right.
Okay. With that said, the respirator itself can be harmful. And so the reason why I say that, it's, I don't know personally, and because of HIPAA regulations, which are medical, medical record, you know,
laws. I see where you're going with this.
You don't have to tell me what you suffer from. So for example, as your employer, you have that right to not tell me, hey, by the way, I have asthma, by the way, I have diabetes, or whatever you have, you know what I mean? And so all of a sudden I give you this respirator supposedly to protect you. I put you under that mask. What ends up happening is that under that mask, you know, you're breathing anywhere from 17 to 16% oxygen.
Yes.
On a daily basis, you're breathing anywhere from 20 to 22%. So what happens when you breathe less is that your lungs go into overdrive and they start wanting to breathe normally.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that's when people say, oh, I don't like breathing under the mask.
I feel como que me sofoco. That's why I don't wear it. I'm like, I would rather... I know this sounds horrible, but I'd rather totally destroy my lungs breathing this air than put that mask on because I freak out.
Right.
I literally feel like I am suffocating.
Yeah.
And so I don't like it.
And what that is your lungs are going into overdrive because they're not used to breathing less than what you're breathing without the mask.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you could be a chain smoker or whatever, and then I put you under this mask, so now you're breathing much less oxygen. So, yes, it can be harmful if we don't if we're not careful. What you do as an employer is you permit your employees to use a voluntary respirator use that you provided it, but it's their responsibility
to put it on.
To
and
put
use
it on.
Si es que quieren.
Si quieren. And if that person says, hey, you know, it's too dangerous out here, I don't want to wear a mask, he or she has the reasons why. I don't feel safe working in these conditions and can question the reasons to stay at work for that.
No, yeah, because they're entitled to to choosing to go home, right?
Right. So, for example, like,
and not fearing that they're going to get laid off is, I think, the key part here on for a lot of people.
Right. So there's a through Kalosha, and this is every single employer in the state of California has a injury and illness prevention program requirement. And what that is, it's a program and it outlines, hey, I'm going to keep my employees safe and this is how I'm going to do it. It's just a small general template of, hey, this is the protective equipment they're going to use. If there's a hazard, I'm going to eliminate it. If there's engineering that needs to go in place because, you know, maybe you don't sit in a regular chair, maybe you have a wheelchair, this is how I'm going to provide it for, you know, certain employees, whatever. So at the end of the day, Mother Nature is still part of your responsibility. So if it's lightning, hail, whatever, what do? You send your employees home. Okay, so now there's ash in the air and there's chemicals in the air. So what are you going to do about it? And so that's where you would go into play and say, well, this is what I'll do. I'll provide this equipment. If it's still a hazard, I can possibly send them home. You know, it all depends. Honestly, when you see, like, all these EPA reports, for me, I just eliminate and just be like, nope, I'm not even going to put them in hazard's way because it still creates an injury. So, for example, you're breathing this air in. Later down the road, you're like, oh, my gosh, I have this in my lungs. You know, it can come back as a workers' compensation claim because you exposed your employee to that environment.
100%.
It's ¿Lo escuchan? Like, ¿Lo escuchan eso? Si ya luego se enferman,
take it back for a workers' comp claim. Make your money. That's how you can get rich quick.
No, not really. I'm like, we don't even accept phone calls yet, but right now it's about to, like, go ballistic. Like, so I mean, honestly, it's like any employer. Like they say, we're going to keep our employees safe. And honestly, that's what you got to do at the end of the day.
Yeah,
whether we think un respirador le va a ayudar, it can backfire real quick, really quick. So, you know, don't wear that respirator if you don't feel like you can breathe under it. And honestly, there's a couple of videos. Napa County has again put out their flyer that they used last year during the fires on how to put a respirator on correctly. Still, I think I just updated my Facebook and I put on like the video from last year on how to put it on in English and in Spanish. So the resources are out there.
Can we also just mention that? If you're going to wear a mask, make sure it's the N95 one, because I see some people walking around like with the ones that you get at the doctor's office.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like,
the ones to cover your
cough. Yeah, I'm like, girl, that's not doing anything for you.
Yeah. So actually, when you wear the wrong respirator, what you do,
isn't that worse?
Yes, it is worse. It's almost like you dipped it in alcohol and then you put it over your face and now you're just breathing in those fumes.
Because I feel like they're actually the medical ones have like this certain like weird smell to them as if there's – are there chemicals in that one?
So it's just the material that it's made out of. Yeah. So there are different types of masks. Some have a little filter in the front. Oh, I want the one with the filter in the one. That one will filter everything. And necessarily, that's not what it's there for. So that little filtering piece, it's like a little plastic thing. Mm-hmm. It looks like a little nozzle. That is actually used for those people like yourself and I that don't like feeling suffocated. Like we don't.
Oh.
It releases the moisture that usually would stick on your face that you don't like. It feels like a stuffy feeling on your face. And so that just releases the moisture. And then when you breathe in, the little flap closes. So it won't allow for anything to come in. So you can use the N95 and you can use the P100. And so P100. N95, so some are, for example, if you use the wrong mask, some are to trap like little particles, which is like a dust. Mm-hmm. And the other ones are for like
germs or stuff like cough, like sickness.
No, es como rocío. You know what I mean? Like if you get a spray bottle, mist.
Yes.
Yeah. So some are for liquid form and some other ones are for
like
particle
dust and
form.
Stuff. Okay.
Yeah, dust. Dust and pues todo lo que se está quemando right now. So, I mean, if you have any questions, I mean, honestly, just give me a call. I'm really like a text message away, a direct message on Instagram or Facebook. It really doesn't take much. But, you know, Kalosha has put this. It's like any other safety protocol they've ever installed ever in the state of California. You can't put your employees or yourself in harm's way.
Right.
So, and this is harm's way.
It is. And it's really scary for a lot of people right now. And you know, I can't stop thinking about this morning, actually. Estaba leyendo. So on Monday, I think they said there was like a 42 people that they had counted so far within only searching one out of seven sections. And then this morning I was reading that it's up to, I want to say 56. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. Y nomás estoy pensando en, look at what next week is. I mean, I can't believe that Thanksgiving's already next week, but it makes my heart is heavy thinking about the fact that next week is Thanksgiving and there are so many people that are going to be having a very tough time right now around this holiday. Right.
So Butte County, and I'm not speaking for everyone in Butte County, but I was able to visit last Thursday.
Yeah, I remember you went all the way over there, yeah.
Yeah, a really, really great friend of mine just got married. She was on her honeymoon and then sends me a message, I can't get a hold of my mom. And I didn't put two and two together.
Right.
The two and two together was Butte County and that her mom lived in Paradise. I knew her mom lived in Paradise, but had no idea that, you know, it was in Butte County.
Right.
And so with that said, it was like, you know, you just drop everything and go. And it was a moment of panic. But, you know, you kind of approach it as emergency services and say, no, we can't panic yet. Let's go to, you know, like all these evacuations. So, yeah, we did.
Oh, good. That's good. Blessing right there because there's so many people currently missing that didn't get the message or we just don't know, you know, where they are.
Right. And speaking with them, it was 15 minutes to get out. 15 minutes is all they had to get out. And unfortunately, I just found out that they did lose their home. And so, see, these are the things. For me now, going back to our first segment, those are the people that need these GoFundMe accounts.
100%.
And so, unfortunately, they did lose their home. So my heart goes out to my dear friend and her mom and dad, who are they're not homeless because now they're living with her here in Napa.
Okay.
But again, it's still that
emotional roller coaster. There's like an entire tent city is what they're calling it right now going on.
Right. And it's so cold right now.
And it is. That's what I'm talking about.
Very, very cold.
It's piercing cold in the morning, at night, and there are people right now that is their lives have been completely changed. And we all can relate because we know people that were affected here when this happened to us a year ago. And I think that's the most devastating part is seeing the tragedy that struck California last year and then watching it happen again. To other people and to still parts close by, you know, because Paradise, like an hour and a half away from here?
It's Chico. It's right next door to Chico.
Okay. So then, yeah, that's like two and a half, three.
Yeah.
But it still hits close to home.
It does hit close to home, especially when it affects someone that's so close to you, you know, so my heart is with them. And, you know, I'm like thinking about this, like, why didn't we just open a GoFundMe account? Okay, next homework task, to-do list.
Open up a GoFundMe account.
I know. So, I mean, if you have any questions, feel free to, like, direct message us on La Hora on our Instagram and our Facebook, and we'll gladly send you into the direction that you need with regard to, like, Cal OSHA, you know, wildfire issues, whether you need information on how to keep safe for a fire before it even happens. We had Cal Fire here, on the anniversary?
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden we're here again. We're talking about the fire and the smoke and the potential impacts on worker safety. Let's just remind ourselves that, you know, this can likely cause injury, illnesses, diseases, impairment or loss of function, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, frequent coughing. And then right now what I'm seeing a lot is eye irritation.
Oh, yeah. My eyes are so messed up.
Yes.
I just feel like my whole body. Honestly, that's one of the reasons why I have not worked out like in the last like week and a half.
It's hard.
I can barely walk. Like, I struggle walking.
Yeah. I find myself drinking a lot of water right now. A lot of water.
I still need to improve on that.
Almost feeling like... I know. Isn't the water drinking the hardest, especially when it's cold?
It is.
You're more dehydrated during the winter than you are in the summer. In summer, you're kind of like, oh, I'm sweating. I need to drink water.
Yeah, that's true.
But in the winter, that's why your skin is scaly and all this other
stuff.
I was looking at my skin the other day.
I was like, why are they starting to look like manos de viejita? Like, I'm like, what's going on?
Drink some water. Drink some water so you don't get those roadmaps going.
For real.
Like, ooh, wow, I just found CA99 on my arm.
Route 66 is traveling across my pinky.
Oh, Dios mío. Okay, so we're going to go into our commercial break. But before we do that, just want to let you know, this has been an awesome show. For me, I really appreciate how we went into, like, how not to get rich quick on the GoFundMe accounts and then actually transformed that into the fire advisory and how we should be opening GoFundMes for good causes like what's going on in
100%.
Butte County. Again, still do an investigation. There's people that are also mooching. I saw some guy far into a parking lot yesterday asking for donations for people in Butte County. And I'm like, who are you? Where are you from?
Yeah.
And why are you here? Like, who brought you here? Give me a card. Give me a source. Not just a can with an open hole on the top.
This is Butte County.
No.
Don't take advantage of the situation.
Right.
Not when real people are out there that genuinely need help.
I mean, or I will, honestly, I will make a direct translation donation to someone, hand it to them in their hand if all necessary, whether it's a blanket or whatever. I'm heading out to Butte County over the weekend, so feel free if there's anything you'd like to donate, put it in my truck. I'm heading to the fairgrounds
there
and
you
then
go.
Also Chico, where their main evacuation centers are at. So hope to get a couple donations from beautiful Napa County. You know what? I do want to do a shout out to Napa Police Department. Napa Police Department. They brought out old uniforms that they didn't need because some of their law enforcement lost their uniforms. And so they donated uniforms, boots, belts, all that good stuff and equipment back to those officers affected by the fires.
Look at that.
That is so sweet.
Look at that.
That is so sweet. I love you guys. So anyway, I just had to do that little shout out to them. So please stay tuned. We're going to give you really, really quick los eventos that are happening in our town. So it's been a pleasure, but hold on. We're not done yet. Wait for our third
regresen.
Segment. Hola. Welcome back. La hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
There you go. She's going to the beat right now. We need some video. We need some video up in here.
So y'all can see my sweet dance moves.
Our third segmento is dedicated to events that are happening in our town or in our county. And I'm going to start off with our 22nd annual puppet festival and workshop at the Jarvis Conservatory. Two great acts, one amazing show, the Gingerbread Man and Old McDonald's Farm. This is so cute. Only two performances from these national awarded artists, the Messner Puppet Theater.
Yep.
And that is tomorrow, November 16th from 7 p.m. and Saturday, November 17th from 2:30 p.m. So we will see you there.
I know. It's some pretty famous puppeteers, too. It's Mike Horner. He's going to be doing The Cat Came Back. And then puppeteer Peter Allen coming in with that gingerbread on Old McDonald's Farm. That's a good thing for, like, kids to go to. I think that's cute.
I did want to mention La Familia Housley, the Life Celebration Sunday at Vintage High School. It is this Sunday again, the 18th at noon at Vintage High School. Please wear your bright colors. Like we had mentioned at the beginning of the show, this is a life celebration, and this is exactly así como lo hubiera querido, colores para celebrar vida.
Love it. LGBTQ Connection is pleased to offer their LGBTQ best practices training on Thursday, November 29th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the St. Helena Firehouse. That's located at 1480 Main Street right there in St. Helena. Their trainers are bilingual. They can answer any questions in English or Spanish, but the training will be held in English. They're offering the St. Helena community and local organizations a chance to learn from and participate and LGBTQ Connections highly reviewed LGBTQ best practices training. This workshop is intended to improve awareness of access for and inclusion of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youth, adults, and seniors throughout all of Napa County. So do not miss that opportunity. If you want to learn about LGBTQ identity, terms and issues, hear personal experiences from a panel of local LGBTQ people, and then also take away practical best practices for what you and your organizations can do to better reach and serve LGBTQ people. There's going to be plenty and plenty of opportunities for discussion, questions, and comments. Spots are limited from what I hear, so if you have any questions or you just want more info, you can contact Eduardo. That's Eduardo at LGBTQConnection.org. Or you can always call 707 707- 251-9432. Light snacks will be provided. Again, that's Thursday, November 29th from 8 to 12 p.m.
Claro, adult guitar class, clases de guitarra, Saturday, November 17th. Have you been wanting to play the guitar but don't know where to start? Then come to Calistoga Library. You will learn how to read music, play the guitar, and much, much more. For more information and to register, please call the Calistoga Library at 707-942-4833. Registration is required. Claro, es gratis. That, again, is November 17th, 10 to 11 a.m. Calistoga Library is at 1108 Myrtle Street in Calistoga.
Girl, you know everybody's trying to become Miguelito from Coco right there. Just like, con la little guitarra, like...
All right.
And then we have the Napa Farmers Market Holiday Bazaar. That's right. It's happening Saturday, November 24th. There's going to be plenty of kids craft activities like holiday cards. There's going to be Spinners and Weavers Guild demo.
Whoop.
There's also an ugly sweater contest. I love that.
Yes.
That's starting at 10 a.m. Perhaps a chef demo. We'll see apple tastings, holiday story times. It's going to be so much fun. You know you want to come shop and support Small Business Saturday. So games, raffles, prizes, and more. That's all going down Saturday, November 24th, the day after Thanksgiving. Well, right there, Thanksgiving weekend, from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can also visit NapaFarmersMarket.org for more information.
There you go. And those are our events for this week. I think we should keep it short and sweet. I know there's going to be a tractor parade, the one from Calistoga.
That's right. I always forget about that.
I know. I always forget about it, too. But I need to mention it because we need to do it. But next show, hopefully I'll have it on the calendar.
All those detalles
because,
for you.
Gosh, once Thanksgiving hits. Oh, talking about Thanksgiving. Our show is on Thanksgiving.
Oh, girl.
Oh. Yeah. We got to talk about that.
We got to talk about that.
It sneaked up on us. So
look at that.
Dicho of the week. The most tangible of all visible mysteries. Fire.
Lo más tangible.
Sí,
de todos los misterios visibles. El fuego.
Okay. Everybody get on that Shine app. Bring up.
Get your daily motivation.
Yeah, I know. I think that was pretty awesome. You know what? I'll go ahead and put the link on Instagram and also on the Facebook because I get it through Messenger. So with that, it's been a pleasure.
Un placer como siempre.
Esta fue la hora con Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440 AM. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.